I am one of the 320 million people living in the states of Europe joined pre-Nice Treaty in economic and political union. I am one of the 60 million people living on the islands immediately west of the European Peninsula, one of the 6 million people on the smaller of these islands, of the 1.5 million who inhabit the 6 northeasternmost counties of the historic 9-county province of Ulster that make up the administrative region of the United Kingdom known as Northern Ireland. I am one of the countless thousands of people who left here in the 1970s and 1980s, hoping to make a life across the water, free from crap about Protestant and Catholic, orange and green, about what school you went to and what street you lived in. One of the very many who found the first thing they had to do upon arrival at the other side was explain themselves to police officers in terms of what street they lived in, what school they went to. I am one of the people who returned eventually, who knows why. I am one of the people, numbers strictly anecdotal, who use across the water and not the mainland when referring to the larger of these islands, and these islands to avoid potentially offensive British Isles. I am one of the people who will likewise avoid saying Ulster or the province on the one hand, and the north, the 6 counties, or field political entity on the other. I am one of the people with a British passport who could equally carry an Irish one and have considered it often, if only in hopes of better treatment in the event of a hijacking somewhere in the Middle East. One of the people who feel perfectly at home in England but will cheer on almost any country in the world playing England at football. I'm one of the smaller group of people who will not mind England victories if Manchester United players score the winning goal, and am, incidentally, one of the people who could name more players from Bayern, Barcelona, possibly even Bruges, than from the Belfast teams competing in the abysmal Irish League. I am one of the 300 people who turned up in pairs on Saturday the 12th of May 2001 to the field attempt at the world record for couples kissing simultaneously in Belfast's Odyssey Arena. A mile from where, late on the night of Friday the 11th of May, 3 Australian tourists were beaten so badly one of them required plastic surgery to his ear. Orange bastards, their attackers called them. What did they think those were? Protestant accents? I am one of the people who voted for the Good Friday Agreement aimed at bringing peace and stability to Northern Ireland, and one of the ones who worry that the agreement has made this a more divided place than ever to live in. I am one of the 2 people who will get out of bed to feed Marvin and Daisy Blur the cats in the morning. Correction, I am the only person.